Fiona Ritchie here. Very glad you are too for an hour of the music above which we are proud to fly a banner announcing the Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome. Was Claire Mann and Aaron Jones with Two Jigs, Chloe's Passion and The Kitchen Maid, making a perfectly light, bright, airy start to our music this week. The music of instruments, flutes and whistles that come as close as we can really to reproducing the expressions of the human voice. Claire Mann there, and she'll be followed by Michael McGoldrick, Cathal McConnell, Chris Norman, Matt Malloy, Joni Madden and more, who breathe life through their instruments into dance tunes, airs, song accompaniment. It's the music of breathing, and it complements the human voice so perfectly. It is a favourite of singers like Kate Rusby, who has a very woodwindy voice all of her own. Michael McGoldrick adds whistle accompaniment to her traditional song, Playing the Ball, Ahead. In traditional music, it's usually wooden flute, and for whistles, often the short, light tin whistle, popularised by Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains and such legendary players as Mary Bergin and Michael Russell. In the 1970s, Joe McKenna developed a prototype larger low whistle, as the cello is to the violin, and it's now a great favourite internationally and on this programme. Joe McKenna plays low whistle here in duet with his sister-in-law Mary Bergin on Two Jigs, Contentment is Wealth and the Mooncoin Jig.
taken for him. Will you go along with me all down the road to see Father's dwelling and the place of our abode? He knew by her look and her languishing eye he was the young man she valued most high. So place in the garden, young Willie, said she, while lords, dukes and girls, they wait upon me. Thank you.
Michael McGoldrick with Watermans, and before accompanying Kate Rusby's Playing of Ball. Two players now who have done a great deal to bring the full repertoire of the traditional flute to our attention. First, from Fermanagh, Northern Ireland, it's Cathal McConnell, and we hear his own legendary Irish flute playing in the arrangement of a song with the Boys of the Loch. Then we'll sit back for a medley from Nova Scotia native, a man who's really re-established the preeminence of the flute in Scottish music with a repertoire of tunes that spans five centuries. He is Chris Norman, with his ensemble here and a set of four tunes from the meditative to the carefree, Lads of Leith, Tullach Gorham, Lord Seaforth's Reel and Miss Scott of Usen. Boys of the Loch and Cathal McConnell first though, singing and playing flute in Farewell, Lovely Nancy.
Nancy, it's now I must leave you and cross the main ocean where the stormy winds blow. And let my long journey be of no trouble to you. For my love, I'll be back in the course of a year. In talk not of leaving me here, lovely Jimmy. In talk not of leaving me here on the shore. For you know very well your long journey will grieve me. Stay at home, lovely Jimmy, to the sea do not go. As her ship sent a sailing, lovely Nancy stood a wailing. The tears from her eyes down like fountains then flow. As Jimmy went to walk in the quay of Philadelphia, the thoughts of his Nancy still run in his mind. Then Jimmy wrote a letter to his own darling Nancy, saying, if you'll be constant, sure I will prove true. Lovely Nancy on deathbed and could not recall him. When the news was sent to him that his love was no more, come all ye pretty fair maidens and a warning take by me, and never go a courting a sailor so bold. For first they will court you and then they'll deceive you, for their mind is perpetual like the west or in wine. Fare thee well, lovely Nancy, it's now I must leave you and cross the main ocean where the stormy winds blow. In let my long journey be of no trouble to me, for my love I'll be back in the course of a year.
The Chris Norman Ensemble, Lads of Leith, Tullagh Gorham, Lord Seaforth Reel and Miss Scott of Usen. Boys of the Loch before that, featuring Cathal McConnell. A wee taste of Ireland's whistling ambassador, the late Michael Russell of County Clare, is coming up here on Thistle at the midpoint of our Flute and Whistle Fest. Remember to go online if you want to take a look at a playlist of our music this week. We'll post it in the next couple of days or so at thistleradio.com. Stay with me for Matt Malloy, Lunasa, Joni Madden and John Doyle on the Thistle and Shamrock. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie with the legendary Michael Russell there. Four of the five members of Lunasa play whistle, and Kevin Crawford is the flute player in the lineup that they feature in Harp and Shamrock coming up. Bohinta also in between here. First of all, let's enjoy the master at work. Matt Malloy combines human breath, imagination, musical sensibility in his peerless playing, demonstrated here from Slipjig to Reel in A Fig for a Kiss, Roll Halfpenny, and Merry Sisters. It's Matt Malloy.
Thank you. Seemed like a porcelain doll.
Harp and Shamrock on the Thistle and Shamrock from Lunasa. We also heard Belladonna from Bohinta and Matt Malloy to start them all off there. Seamus Egan is a multi-instrumentalist who easily enough finds room in his repertoire or his bag of musical tricks for a whistle. He'll be backing up John Doyle on a song before long here. First of all, here's a whistle specialist who has invested most of her musical energy in Cherish the Ladies for a good while now, although not in this case. Joni Madden playing low, high and air whistles in The Otter's Nest and Richie Dwyer's.
When first I went to see apprentice bound, I sailed the salt sea all round and round. I had not sailed a voyage but one when I fell in love with my charming Anne. I went to my captain, stout and bold, and all to him my story told, saying I loved this lass as I love my life. What would I do if she was my wife? Well, the captain says you are a foolish boy but to court a girl that you'll ne'er enjoy, for she will have sweet hands when you're at sea, and she'll be married when you get free. Well, I don't know think I'll try. Maybe she'll fancy an apprentice boy, and maybe she'll alter her mind for me, and we'll get married when I be free. I bought her rings and I bought her clothes and things to prove to a heart that loves. She accepted them all and she wasn't unshy, and she vowed she'd wait for her apprentice boy. When my voyage is ended and my work is o'er, I'll steer my bark to sweet Erin shore, in my native country my long violin joy, and good luck will shine on the apprentice boy.
John Doyle and The Apprentice Boy. The Thistle and Shamrock comes to you each week from Scotland. It's a Fiona Ritchie production. Look for a playlist online in the week following each of our broadcasts at thistleradio.com. You can also write for a set of recent programme playlists by mail, mention this week's programme, Flute and Whistle, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Back with Chris Norman now to round out our music of Flute and Whistle. Hope you've enjoyed it, and you'll be back for, well, something else on Thistle next week. I will. This is Chris Norman then with Port Athol. Thank you. music of Chris Norman. Our music streams on the web at thistleradio.com. Also join our online community, Thistle Radio on Facebook and at Fiona Ritchie on Twitter. The Thistle and Shamrock radio programme is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR Music.